Hello, this is a Shaman Energy card reading for the week starting Monday, December the 7th, 2020. Let's take a moment for legal purposes to remind ourselves that all videos and podcasts are strictly for entertainment purposes. Viewers and listeners have free will and are entirely responsible for any interpretation they place on the readings. I take no responsibility for individual viewer interpretation or actions. Thank you. So let's get to it. We have four cards this week. The first is Vision Quest. A vision quest is a way to come to terms with yourself and where you are spiritually. It is a journey through our feelings, our hopes and desires, what we want to manifest and our feelings about potential, opportunities and the sacrifices we are prepared to make. A shaman will undertake a vision quest to speak to souls and spirits to gain knowledge and perspective. Good and bad, and what is useful and what is not. They will do this for their own benefit, but also the benefit of people they are asked to help. By understanding vision quests, the shaman will understand how to unlock new possibilities and close the door to ones that should end and allow the person to move on. If you do not have a shaman, you can look into your hopes and desires and fears and anxieties to see the direction in which you should be going. The vision quest is asking you to undertake this personal vision quest at times when you feel stagnant, not progressing, or it is too hard to progress. If you are finding it difficult, perhaps you should not be going in that direction. The vision quest asks you to find some quiet time and get out of the house, join in the life force of nature. A house and a car keep you away from growing things, natural things. This quiet time will help you understand and tune in to what it is you need to be doing, not what it is that you are doing. When you are outside, perhaps just in your back garden or your yard, still your busy mind, stop thinking tirelessly and consuming your essential energy. You will need all of the energy you have for the new opportunities and the changes the vision quest will open up to you. Owl spirit arrives to remind you that the wisdom within you is informed by your keen senses and the wisdom within the consciousness we all share. Even in the darkest night, the owl sees clearly and is guided by every sense it has, including the first sense of intuition. Right now, your sensitivities are turbocharged and you are receiving messages from all directions. Owl spirit reminds you to be wise and pay attention to what's between the lines, not as written on the lines. What is invisible to the naked eye, what cannot be heard from the ears, or what others are not able to perceive. With all your senses aroused, you have much knowledge available to you. Clarity will come as you sit with all that you are sensing, allowing your intuition to guide you in understanding the whole and not just the parts. Let your wisdom arise and be your guide as you trust the accuracy of all your senses. Intuition is real and can provide the clarity you need to understand your situation right now. Your relationships, your finances, your job, whatever it is, you can see the truth clearly now. The owl brightens your vision in order for you to see in the dark. The owl can cut through the shadows to illuminate the real truth. Someone may be trying to camouflage his or her real intentions. Deceit, lies, and unclear intentions are exposed with owl energy. The owl also reminds you to be honest with yourself and snap out of any lies or denial inside of you. Lying to yourself is the way that you'll remain lost in the prison of your own making. The owl appears to ask you to seek the truth in the darkest places within yourself. This will set you free and restore you to wholeness. All is well with the owl to guide you. Deep wisdom into human nature is gained through the ability to recognize untruths. This is an important marker for your path. The staff is a symbol of authority. The shaman staff is the home of a helping spirit the shaman uses during healing ceremonies. The spirit in the staff helps and guides and supports you physically and emotionally to find the right course of action. It tells you to move the tip of the staff forward so you can take the step that you're intended to take. The staff again reminds you of the impermanence of all things and that your authority must come from your deep longing to serve. Now is the time to study your life path, the next step on your journey. As you ponder the step, recognize that you already have decided to take it. What is missing is action. Use the strength and balance the spirit in the shaman staff gives you to move from the negative and inaction to the positive and action. And do it now. The serpent, the last card. The serpent is a symbol of healing and gaining knowledge. Two coiled serpents are part of the caduceus. The caduceus is a traditional symbol of Hermes and features two snakes winding around an open-winged staff. It is often used as a symbol of medicine, especially in the United States. Perhaps the first appearance of a similar symbol, especially in relation to healing, is found in the Jewish Torah after the Exodus at approximately 1300 BCE. Emotional and spiritual wounds from the past, perhaps a failed relationship, needs healing. Start it this week. You do not need the burden of what has failed, but look into why and learn from what happened and the effect it had on you. Become a new person as a result of the healing. Look into learning, online courses, training, books, videos. Choose learning methods where you are in control of the pace. You can learn quickly now, so do it. The knowledge you gain will help you be successful. If you have doubts about what it is you are to study, take a moment to ask the serpent what it is you should study and be patient. The answer will come to you when you least expect it. This is the life force of Mother Gaia, Mother Earth. In Hinduism, Kundalini energy is represented as a coiled snake. It is a form of divine feminine energy believed to be located at the base of the spine in the Muladhara. The serpent brings our life force to the front for our attention. She speaks of the tree of knowledge in the Garden of Eden and reminds us to shed the past the way a snake sheds old skin. The serpent also offers you forbidden fruit that will set your passion and creativity free. This is a time for rejuvenation and energy and progress, if you will embrace it. Welcome it, and the new energy for your life and shedding that old skin will bring.